Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey is denied again, and Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
Is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow live from the gorgeous Gale and Rice Village. This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome to the gorgeous Gale. A little bit of live radio for the next 2 hours as we get you set up for the U.S. Paraguay and what's going on out at Energy Stadium tonight with Colombia and Costa Rica. So, for all you England fans, I feel bad for you. I'm sorry about that late stoppage time equalizer, but a lot to go. Call-in number, as always, for those listening on the radio around the town, 713-780-3776 is the number. This live show, we will set you up again for U.S. Paraguay and Colombia, Costa Rica here tonight. We can take calls on the England game as well down here at the Gorgeous Gale. So if you're out and about on the town, Gorgeous Gale, Irish Pub, West University, 5555 Morningside is the place to be. 5555 Morningside is the place to be. All right, so it's all on the line tonight for the United States against Paraguay. Probably Jurgen Klinsmann's job on the line. With a draw, they can advance. With a win, it'll certainly produce a little bit more optimism around the U.S. camp. So likely the U.S. to come out in a 4-3-3 potentially again, or will it be a 4-4-2 under Jurgen Klinsmann? We can talk about that. Wade Barrett, the head coach of the Houston Dynamo, will be in here this afternoon. We'll do a live interview with him. We will also have Dynamo center back David Horston here. We'll do a live interview with him as well. From ESPN Deportes, Rene Aguilar will come in. We'll talk about Mexico. We'll talk about not only the Euros, but the Copa Centenario as well. So a lot going on here. I'm going to play to the crowd here at the Gorgeous Gale. And, of course, to those of you who are listening in. We do have two sets of tickets to give away to the match tonight between Colombia and Costa Rica. So we do have tickets for that. We're going to raffle those off. So look for some of the ESPN 97.5 girls coming around. Fill out one of these applications. Put your name in the hat. You could win tickets to the game tonight out at Energy Stadium. 50,000 people expected for that, Colombia against Costa Rica tonight. So there's another opportunity for people to be a part of the Copa Centenario here in Houston, which, by the way, three games is probably going to draw about 190,000 people to Energy Stadium. A couple of other things to mention here. Of course, England had a 1-0 lead with Eric Dier's beautiful set piece. Russia tying things up and equalizing in stoppage time. Gareth Bale and Wales getting a win today against Slovakia. France started it out with a result yesterday. Payet with a fantastic game-winning goal. So we can talk Euros. We can talk Peter Kingsley, who likes Liverpool, by the way. They're going to throw stuff at him, maybe. No, it's the home of Liverpool here, the Gorgeous Gale. And so Euros on the docket as well as the Copa Centenario. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. Wide game's going to be very important for the United States against Paraguay. Go central, you will die on the vine. Jurgen Klinsmann job on the line. You have to wonder if the United States today will early recognize that widening the game out tonight will be important against Paraguay if you've watched their first two games. Recognizing when to join in, the outside backs and Fabian Johnson, DeAndre Yedlin. Michael Bradley in a deeper role. His distribution will be key for the United States as well. And but as I mentioned, recognizing opportunities to get the ball out wide early and up the tempo is going to be, I think, pretty critical for the United States. Call the number again, 713-780-3776. Should Jurgen Klinsmann's job be on the line today? Your thoughts on the U.S.-Paraguay? Will the U.S. start in a 4-4-2 today? They shifted to one after about 25 minutes in their last game, which, by the way, wasn't the best of starts against Costa Rica. So that's certainly one area the U.S. is going to want to produce a better start to their game against Paraguay in Philadelphia. So the expectations for the United States, again, do you think anything changes? Jurgen Klinsmann all of a sudden becoming very consistent with a lineup. Likely, again, Brad Guzan in goal over Tim Howard. He's been the first choice. That was stated ahead of the tournament. Fabian Johnson at left back. John Brooks, former Dynamo Jeff Cameron, as the two center backs. That partnership looking a lot better in the second game against Colombia. Cameron got picked off on a set piece, and that set the U.S. back in a very big way against one of the better teams in the world in Colombia. DeAndre Yedlin will be the right back in midfield. Jermaine Jones struggled to keep up with the pace of the Colombians in game one. Excellent game in game two against Costa Rica. Michael Bradley sitting in front of Brooks and Cameron. Bedoya, likely the other midfield player. Bobby Wood, Clint Dempsey, Jossie Zardes. Why would you change things up? I don't think you should. Although many people were hoping for Darlington Nagbe inserted into the starting lineup. Again, number to call, 713-780-3776. That is the number. That is from the Gorgeous Gale. Again, 5555 Morningside. So we're pimping up what is a great Irish pub here. Very open, monitors everywhere. Great crowd here for the England-Russia game in the Euros. Got a two-hour break now. We'll do live radio. We'll have guests coming in. And then we'll set you up for the U.S. against Paraguay and, of course, also Colombia-Costa Rica tonight. That game doesn't start till 8 o'clock at Energy Stadium. So you have an opportunity if you come out here and put your name and digits into the hat here for tickets. I've got two pairs to give away tonight. There's already 50,000 people that'll be attending that game against Costa Rica and Colombia. And if you want the Colombian experience, my gut tells you you're going to get that out at Energy Stadium here tonight. Remarkable in Houston, Texas. The amount of differing communities we have when it comes to supporting the game of soccer. It's absolutely remarkable, and we're going to see that firsthand through the Copa Centenario here. All right, we'll take a quick break here. As we go to break, a couple of quick words here for a few things here. First, we talk a little bit about Amigo Energy. Summer's here. That means you have the right to sweat not just watching your favorite soccer team, but also your energy bill. Amigo Energy has a solution for that. Sign up for Amigo Energy Basics 24. Receive a $50 bill credit exclusively for Soccer Matters listeners. If you're moving, call Amigo Energy. If you're up for renewal, call Amigo Energy. That's right. You get both great rates, great service from Amigo Energy. They are a five-star rated provider. Basics 24 program, AmigoEnergy.com/Soccer Matters. Tell them you heard it here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. For details on $50 off, go to www.AmigoEnergy.com/Soccer Matters. We'll take a break from the Gorgeous Gale. 5555 Morningside. That is the place, a Bud Light, a 7-Up break right now. We'll come back. We've got more.
ESPN 97.5.
This is He's a Renters.
All right, welcome back to the Gorgeous Gale
Show, live from the Gorgeous Gale in Rice Village. This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to the Gorgeous Gale here, 55-55 Morningside. We're taking a break here, doing a little live radio on ESPN for the next 2 hours, setting you up for the U.S., Paraguay, and Costa Rica. Colombia tonight out at Energy Stadium. 50,000 there. I see a couple Colombian jerseys here. Best of luck to the Los Cafeteros tonight. So, Jaime Rodriguez and company in town, Cuadrado, Cardona. If those three names don't frighten you, I don't know what will. We'll add Carlos Bacca to that as well. What does Costa Rica do after getting absolutely slammed by the U.S. 4-0? Boy, have they made a pretty quick ascent and fall from that magical World Cup they had in 2014 in Brazil. Keylor Navas not here with Costa Rica. Big part of that, I think, because of his leadership capability. It's either a blowout here tonight or Costa Rica restores a bit of pride. Colombia's already advanced. And it'll be interesting to see if, in fact, maybe Cardona, Rodriguez, Bacca, Cuadrado, some of those attacking players, those four that can get behind the lines, might get rested tonight or some of their playing time is managed against Costa Rica. Still important, though, for Colombia to get a result. One of the top three teams, I think number three in the world right now under Jose Pekerman. If you make mistakes around Colombia, you will be punished. With the likes of Rodriguez, Cuadrado, Bacca. Scary team to play against. You've got to be good on the ball in your own third of the field because it can happen quickly with those guys. They're as talented, I think, as anyone. Clearly one of the tournament favorites, Colombia. Along with Mexico, Argentina, I would say. Lifetime Colombia 10-1-4 against Costa Rica. So my gut is you're going to be partying out there tonight at Energy, the Colombia fans. So Costa Rica to have any chance to qualify in advance, which it's not going to happen. Got to beat Colombia by 4 goals, and the U.S. has got to lose to Paraguay 1-0. Thank you. But for Costa Rica, it's a response to a 4-0 loss. They have not scored in the tournament. Future their manager, Oscar Ramirez. Not been able to uphold Costa Rica after Jose Luis Pinto, who did so much with that team at the World Cup, left. They were World Cup giant slayers. They're midgets now. They're no more. Five backs. Counterattack with Joel Campbell, probably the way Costa Rica looks at this game. They may come out and press early to hopefully catch Colombia cold. We'll see what happens. I don't think anybody's not thinking it's going to be a good night for Colombia out at Energy Stadium. But we'll see. We'll see if Costa Rica has a response in that one. 713-780-3776. England fans, what do you have to say after your opening game in the Euros? France got their opening win on Friday. Let's talk about it. 713-780-3776. Again, I remind you that we've got tickets for tonight's game at Energy Stadium. We've got two pairs to give away. Look for somebody from ESPN 97.5. Sign up to be in the raffle. Cost nothing. You could win tickets and be out there tonight. And by the way, I think one set of them are actually for a suite. They're suite tickets. They're valued at $200 a piece plus a parking ticket. So those were personal that were given to me, but I'm raffling those off today. So somebody's going to have a good time in a suite with food and everything and parking. It's $400 value for those two tickets. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. Again, we've got guests coming in. Wade Barrett will be here at, I believe, 4:45, 5:30. We'll have David Horst of the Houston Dynamo in here today. So, live guest, Rene Aguilar, also of ESPN Deportes, is going to make his way in here today as well. Some of our sponsors here today, Jan Christensen of Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture, and also I think John Daspit of the Daspit Law Firm will make his way here today as well. So longtime sponsors, we appreciate them. If you're out and about on the town, you want to call into the show, it's 713-780-3776. If you are driving and you're near West University, 5555 Morningside, stop in. Beer's cold, great Irish pub, great whiskey offering, and people are making a day of it when it comes to preparing for the games and the teams they want to see here today. A lot of Columbia jerseys I've been seeing all over Houston today. On the way here in a coffee shop, five or six people Columbia jerseys. So it's a big day for Columbia, and it's a great group of soccer fans and supporters, and obviously a very great soccer-playing nation. All right, Cristiano Ronaldo has insisted that he's been the best soccer player in the world over the last 20 years. This is self-proclaimed. The 31-year-old has been the star, obviously, of his generation alongside Lionel Messi. By the way, Messi last night comes off the bench and in 19 minutes scores three goals in a game that it was 1-0 Argentina against Panama. So anyway, Ronaldo says he's the greatest player over the last 20 years. He's won league titles in England, Spain, with Real Madrid, with Manchester United, Portuguese international, three Ballon d'Or titles, two less than Messi. And he believes his performances over the years separate him from anyone else over the last two decades. He maintains he's going to compete at the top level for much longer, which I would not deny, because you can love or hate the guy. He certainly prepares, he trains, he takes care of himself. But I'd say, where do you say Ronaldo rates in the past 20 years now? That's a long period of time that he's saying he believes he's at the top of the game. Here's what he says. He says, quote, "Where would I rate myself among the top players the last 20 years? Thinking positively, then I believe with what I've achieved, I'm the best of the lot," Ronaldo told Italian magazine Undici. Quote, "The best athletes always influence their sport. So I think I've had an important impact. I can't say how much, but if you can run faster, jump higher than the rest, be consistently strong and agile, then you can make your talent as effective as it can be." That's what Ronaldo says. If you have thoughts on Ronaldo, 713-780-3776. So as Ronaldo pumps himself up, what does Diego Maradona of Argentina do to Lionel Messi? Now, we all know Messi's got a little bit of a love-hate relationship with people in Argentina because they say he's not Argentine enough, because he went over to Barcelona at such a young age. You remember the story. He was given growth hormone because he was such a little kid, but he was so talented at Barcelona. He went through the La Masia Academy and went on to greatness. But the wonderful complimentary Diego Maradona has claimed that Lionel Messi lacks the character to be a leader. So what do you think of that? Is Messi not a leader? Certainly looked like he led by example last night for 19 minutes, scoring three goals. So Maradona was caught on a microphone discussing Lionel Messi with Brazilian legend Pelé at a publicity event on Thursday in Paris. So here's a conversation that wasn't probably supposed to get out. So Pelé asked Diego Maradona if he knows Lionel Messi personally. And then Maradona goes into an unguarded response and says this. He says this about Lionel Messi. He says, quote, "He's a really good person, but he has absolutely no personality," Maradona said. And then he, quote, says, "He lacks," he's talking about Messi, "the character to be a leader." Pelé responded, quote, "Ah, I get it. He's not like we were back in the days." So Maradona and Pelé were kind of tag teaming on maybe the modern athlete, but certainly on Lionel Messi, which is pretty amazing. So Pelé goes on to say, "In the 70s, we Brazil had really good players like Rivelino, Gerson, Tostão." Quote, "Not like Argentina now, which depends only on Messi." He, pointing to Maradona, is saying that Messi is a good player, Well, I think he's more than good. But there's no doubt about it, he has no personality. So do you agree? Does Lionel Messi not have a personality? Because he seems a little bit more guarded and protected? Maradona certainly did. And by the way, some will say that Diego Maradona carried that entire Argentine team. I think so. So if Pelé's talking about supporting cast, not sure I totally agree with that as well. Maradona's assertion may be perhaps greeted favorably by Argentines. I don't think there's any question, because many Argentines don't think Lionel Messi is indigenous enough. And to those Argentines, I'll say, I'll tell you what, we'll take him here in the U.S. They say Messi's commitment to playing for Argentina has been questioned. He struggled at times to replicate his club performances at Barcelona with Argentina, obviously. Did take him to a World Cup final. Twice lost in the final of Copa America. That's why this Copa America is important for Lionel Messi and Argentina to win it and not be runners-up. The gold medal in 2008, Messi's only significant international team honor. So it's pretty fascinating. Because of Messi leaving Argentina at such a young age, at times he's not considered indigenous enough to many of the Argentine fans, although I think they liked him over 19 minutes last night, right? Scored 3 goals. You Colombians don't pay attention to Argentina, do you? No? I'm seeing the... No. Only if you play him, though, right? Only if you play him. I wouldn't mind that. A lot of nice Colombian fans here at the Gorgeous Gale, 55-55 Morningside. So I put out Ronaldo. I put out Lionel Messi. He's off to a great start, because last night, remarkably, in a game that's 1-0 and Argentina struggling to break down Panama, they bring the guy on, and in 19 minutes he scores 3 goals, sets up another. So this may be his Copa America where he holds a trophy up, with all due respect. It may be. The coin that landed on its side before the Copa America had 6,001 odds. Colombia's 2-1 win over Paraguay in the Copa America featured the best save of the competition so far. Jose Pekerman's side won their second game of Copa America Centenario thanks to goals from Carlos Bacca, Jaimes Rodriguez. But before the game, there was a very rare moment. Brazilian referee Iber Lopez throws the coin up. It lands on its side, much to the surprise of the two captains, Jaimes Rodriguez of Colombia and Villar of Paraguay. Apparently the chance of a coin, specifically in this case a U.S. nickel landing vertically, is estimated to be 6,000-1. Nonsense. I'm not sure why that ended up in this here. Anyway, it didn't matter because Colombia went on to a 2-1 win against Paraguay. Thomas Rongen, who was on the radio show last night on ESPN 97.5, joined me. Former teammate of mine. He's been an assistant with the U.S. national team. He says Klinsmann should be fired if the U.S. lose to Paraguay. Klinsmann is a former Major League Soccer. He's the under-20 national team coach. Played here in Houston for a year. Quite a ways back. But I agree with him. Now, here's what Thomas Rongen said. He said, in all fairness, I've been fired several times in MLS. I've won an MLS Cup as well. That's the way it goes, Rongen said. Klinsmann is under pressure. And by the way, to his point, Klinsmann does look a little less comfortable these days in front of the media recently. So he maybe has an edict from U.S. Soccer that, you know, if you don't get out of the group, your job's on the line. He said the semifinals is a target for the U.S. We'll see what happens today against Paraguay tonight. And if you want to talk about that, 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. So Rongen goes on about Klinsmann. He's handled the pressure gracefully right now. I still think he's a guy that eventually can stay on and do well, but you're judged on results. At the end of the day, if they don't make it out of group play, if they lose against Paraguay, I really think a change is inevitable and needs to be made. And wouldn't that mean we are putting on our big boy pants here in the United States? Because in most other countries in the world, at this point, with uneven results and not doing well in the Copa America, which you, by the way, are hosting, you'd be fired. Now, Rongen goes on to say we're a young soccer country. Yeah, we are. I think you got to stop leaning on being a young soccer country. The game's been around long enough now. Certainly from a player development standpoint, the United States is very immature. It still is. Money's being put into it, but it's got a long way to go. You just have to look at the Dynamo Development Academy. They've got a long way to go. They got a lot of catch-up to do. They're working diligently at it. They're putting some money into it. Rongen says, I don't think we have an identified style of play. It takes decades. Players and coaches give you a certain DNA. Bruce Arena and Bob Bradley, two American coaches, did well with teams that were hardworking, which the U.S. players are always hardworking. They're fit, they're athletic, mentally strong, technically and tactically, always inferior to most high-level opponents. Now, that sounds harsh, but that's probably very true. It's probably very true. That doesn't mean there aren't some very good technical players. But when you're talking about the Argentinas, the Brazils, the Colombias of the world, let's be pretty honest here. Top to bottom, it's the way the game is presented here in the country at young ages. It's the challenges that we have here with results before development, with the sport being over-organized, pay to play, all of those things that I'm not bagging on. It's just the way it is in this country. So Rongen goes on to say, U.S. plays low pressure. We try to counter. We try to be good on set pieces. Try to win games that way. Now, remember, Klinsmann said he was going to change the playing style, which has been something that he's had a hard time figuring out. And he's reverted back to what is some of the characteristics of the arena and the Bob Bradley teams. He's trying to change a mentality, which... not sure that's easy to do. You know, he did that in Germany, which is a more condensed country, which also doesn't have three other traditional sports that you have to compete against. So with all due respect, it's difficult. Rongen says it's become a little bit of a technical chaos. I hate to say it under his regime. Yeah, you've heard a lot of things coming out of camp from players and the whole Landon Donovan thing, I think, set this team into a downward spiral. The fact that those two guys couldn't come together, especially Klinsmann in this case, I would say, and that Landon Donovan didn't go to the last World Cup, and you play three games where you're really struggling possession outside of the Portugal game, and your best possession player and your best decision maker on a ball in a game has been left home. Greatest player in U.S. soccer history. Still had a tremendous amount to offer. I don't think there's any question. That those two guys who were both culpable couldn't come together and figure that out and sort their differences out for the greater good truly saddens me. And I think it saddened a lot of people. But that World Cup that the U.S. played in Brazil was no different than 4 years earlier in South Africa. It's all about cavalier spirit, fight, determination, backs against the wall. You somehow get out of your group with amazing resiliency, but then you have no gas in the knockout stages, in the semifinals. So, it's one game at a time now for the U.S. I don't think we should think about changing the culture right now. It's about what you're doing right here, right now, in the Copa America, and in this tournament, and specifically tonight when the U.S. takes on Paraguay. And the U.S., with a draw, can advance, but the U.S. needs to win that game and grab some momentum back. They got it back against Costa Rica. Yes, I know it's not the same competition as a Colombia. We get that. But the bottom line is this. You still had to go out and beat Costa Rica. You did it convincingly. We'll see what the U.S. does tonight. All right, I'm going to take a quick break here. Next Level Soccer ID Camp is hosting a boys and girls college recruiting camp June 18th and 19th for boys, 16th and 17th for girls and Katie. It's open to all high school age players, so that's freshmen to seniors. You got coaches coming in from Brown, Air Force, Holy Cross, Trinity and San Antonio, UNC Charlotte, to name a few. It's the Next Level Soccer ID Camp run by University of St. Thomas head coaches Dan Balaguero and Nick Bajarekovic. $50 discount for all Soccer Matters listeners. The code is COPA50. So if you want to get your kids out in front of college coaches, you want to get some assessment, it's www.nextlevelsoccer.com. ID.com. Also, a quick word here for the Daspit Law Firm and John Daspit. In the house is a good lawyer, Michael Grinsfelder from the Daspit Law Firm. Michael, how are you back there? Silently. If you need a good lawyer, there's a guy right back there drinking a beer. He's a good lawyer with the Daspit Law Firm. So that's called like a, you know, you do those moments when you're out live and you see somebody from your sponsor. You pimp them up. Jan Christensen, Danish Inspirations, Contemporary Furniture, he's out there as well. Whether it's accident, boat, car, motorcycle, DaspitLaw.com, the Daspit Law Firm works for you 24-7, nights and weekends. DaspitLaw.com, 713-588-0383. We'll take calls, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the gorgeous Gale and Rice Village, this is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Glenn Davis.
Seeing the turnover, Jones slides it ahead of Dempsey by himself at the moment. Now he's joined by two teammates. He's got Bedoya on the right. Dempsey cuts, still has it for Jones. Low shot, go! Jermaine Jones! Lewis leads by two.
And that was a pretty spectacular goal by Jermaine Jones. The United States 4-0 over Costa Rica. Tonight, Colombia gets their shot at him. The Colombians are ready here today. Any good Colombian comida before the game or what? No? Where's the best Colombian restaurant in Houston? No. I need to know the best Colombian restaurant in Houston before I leave here today, okay? From you guys. 55-55 Morningside, West University, that's where we are. Coming up in 20 minutes, I'm giving away, listen to what I'm giving away. And if you're out in a car right now, I don't think many people have dropped their name in this hat for this raffle. But I've got two tickets valued at $200 apiece for a suite where you're going to get food and a $40 parking ticket. It was my personal tickets. We're putting in there and we're going to raffle them away because I'm not going to be out there tonight. And then we have another pair we're going to raffle away. So if you haven't signed up for these tickets, you got to find this beautiful young lady right here, and you can put your name in the hat for these tickets. 20 minutes from now, we're drawing the names out of the hat, and some people are on their way tonight. There's going to be 50,000 people there. I would say you might want to wear yellow tonight because that'll be the color of choice at Energy Stadium. 713-780-3776. It's Monica right here you got to talk to. Sorry, Monica. You got to talk to Monica if you want to get in this raffle. All right? 713-780-3776. All right, another thing. Tomorrow, Sunday, if you want to have your picture taken with the Copa America Centenario, it'll be down in Pasadena. Brought to you by Head & Shoulders, Old Spice, Gillette, and Crest. It's at the Pasadena Walmart on 1107 Shaver Street. Pasadena Walmart, 1107 Shaver Street. Venkat, what's up? Venkat.
Get him up here.
What's up, Venkat? Come on. Come up here. One of my great friends has just been spending a month in India. All right. One last thing to mention here. Again, Bud Light. We thank Bud Light for all their great support of this show. Okay. Bud Light, Bar Munich, Daspit Law Firm, Gorgeous Gale, a couple other good soccer-watching pubs. Also, including Richmond Arms, King's Head. But we are here right now at the Gorgeous Gale, 55-55 Morningside. All right. Next to me from Houston LFC, Matt Abel and my good friend Venkat. This is sort of their home where they watch all their Liverpool games here. Guys, thanks for coming on the air here for a minute.
Thanks for having us. Since we've been working together. Oh, there we go. Since we've been working together, the group's grown immensely. So with your cooperation, you know, it's helped grow our group. What I tell people is when British people come over or anyone that's new to Houston, you know, they don't know much about your show. And so I think it helps that if we bring Liverpool fans in, it helps you and what you're doing, and you know, it goes both ways. So,
yeah, you guys have a great supporters group. Venkat, you guys put this together in a short amount of time. Tell me, the diversity of your Liverpool group is pretty amazing, because the day I walked in here, you've got every ethnicity, you've got every color. It doesn't matter. It's just a great time with like-minded people.
And it kind of transcends what Houston is. It's a very international city. You know, you have all kinds of different people that watch different sports. So, I mean, and Liverpool is really easy to sell, too. So when you want to have a good group together and... You know, it makes it easy, you know, so.
All right. Now, I got to ask you something, Matt, and I know you didn't want me to ask this, but I have to. Now, you're a U.S. soccer fan. You also have an England jersey on. Are you switching out to U.S.? You switching out tonight?
I'm trying to just help out some of my Liverpool friends. So, although my Irish friends have already been giving me a lot of.
Yeah, that's the fun of today, though, right? Yes. Everybody's got their jerseys on all over town today.
Yes.
Copa Centenario is in full bloom. By the way, we're going to have 190,000 people attend three games here in Houston.
Amazing.
190,000 people.
And what's funny
for three games here in Houston, there's going to be probably 30,000 Colombians out there tonight. These are all incredible pockets of passion for soccer around the world.
What's funny, you might not know this, but Liverpool FC and Lone Star Sports Entertainment, they had long discussions about having a Liverpool come play a preseason game here. And you might laugh about this, because the lone hurdle was the circus. They couldn't, at the late July for the preseason schedule, they couldn't move the circus to have the game here. So.
No, I wouldn't be surprised.
But they talked about it for a while in negotiation. It was going to be PSG with Emirates backing it, and then Liverpool, they would agree to a fee. But it wouldn't work because the circus kind of stood in the way. So.
Well, Matt, you and your guys have done a great job. You guys are, with your supporters groups, I think we have to remember that they are also growing the game. Venkat,
yes.
Quickly, tell me why you became a Liverpool fan.
I've been a Liverpool fan since 1985. I grew up in the Middle East. I grew up in a place called Bahrain. So I've been a fan of English football, English club football, since before it became mainstream. You know, it became the hipster thing to do. Right. And Liverpool were the team back then. They were the Boston Celtics, they were the Dallas Cowboys, they were the team with the aura. And I was at an impressionable age at that age. I won't tell you when I was born, and I won't tell you how old I am.
You don't have to reveal any of that. It's okay.
Don't ask me why I became a Liverpool fan, because you would laugh out of the ballpark.
Well, you just asked yourself the question. Now you got to answer it, Matt.
Well, in 2000, Liverpool was, I mean, British soccer was never really on TV. I remember in 2004, which is funny, 12 years ago, the Euro wasn't even broadcast on ESPN. You had to get your feed basically on the internet, or you would go to another place that had a satellite. But why I started liking Liverpool is when I was in college my freshman year and majoring in beer and other things and just playing PlayStation 2, FIFA Soccer. That's why I became a Liverpool fan, as embarrassing as that sounds.
So. No, it's okay. Everybody has their way to buy. Listen, guys, Matt, continue great work with LFC. And Venkat, as always, a pleasure to see both you guys here. Thank you for coming out to support this live radio show today. All right. All right, so I told you we were going to have one of the featured guests. Right now, if you've been following the news in here on the Houston Dynamo, Owen Coyle left the team, the former Bolton manager and Wigan manager. Named the interim manager of the team was Wade Barrett, and Wade's here right now. So, Wade, when you're done with Yan, come on up here, please. Yan, leave him alone. Yan, leave him alone. He's coming on the radio. Come on, Wade. Ladies and gentlemen, Wade Barrett, let's give him a round of applause for coming out here today. Thanks, Wade. Yep, not you. So, first of all, personally, I'm thanking Wade for coming out here today, because when you just pick up the job becoming a coach of a professional soccer team, your time is probably pretty limited. So this is your opportunity to hear from the manager of the Houston Dynamo in Major League Soccer. So I'm going to ask some pretty redundant questions because you and I have already done a couple of interviews for other areas. But for this audience, I think, Wade, we want to maybe ask a couple. So, obviously, Owen Coyle leaves. You get the job. And it becomes a bit of a whirlwind pretty fast. Hold on. We'll get Wade's
check
audio.
Check.
There we go.
Well, yeah, you know, Owen left the group on a Wednesday, and we traveled to Vancouver on Thursday morning, so it was a real quick turnaround. But I do have to say, Glenn, that that actually was probably a godsend because it doesn't give you a lot of time to think about things. You have to come up with a plan of action, you put it in place, and then the game was 2 days away. And then, you know, we came back, we had the game against Dallas. Didn't give us a lot of time to think about things, so you put your plan in action, you put it in place, you go get a point in Dallas. Now we've got a lot of time to think about things, so, you know, things are piling up pretty quick, but at least in that short turnaround, it was really, really good that we had two games to prepare for.
Now, you are a thinker, and I think you're a very articulate guy. I think you have an excellent demeanor, very different than the two prior coaches that were here, your former coach Dominic Kinnear, Owen Coyle. You played for one of them. You worked under both of them. Your demeanor is different. Do you have to be careful now not to overthink it, too? Because that can happen to coaches, and you're in a unique period here where you have a little bit of time off here before a Wednesday Open Cup game, and then Saturday we got, I believe, DC United in town.
Yeah, well, what I want to do, Glenn, is I want to build on what we've done over the last couple weeks. So the first thing that I talked about was making our team tough to play against and being organized against the ball and not being broken down easily. So when any time the ball comes in our part of the field, we get immediate pressure. So I don't want to get away from that. I know we have a couple home games coming up, but we really laid a foundation that's how I want the guys to play it. Now, I do think when we play at home, there's an opportunity for us to maybe step a little bit higher, put a little pressure a little bit higher up the field, and, you know, try to create good attacking soccer. But at the same time, Glenn, we've worked really, really hard on becoming disciplined against the ball. And even in a short amount of time, I've seen improvement in the group. And I don't want to get away from that anytime soon. So that helps keep me focused as we address practice every day.
So I have to ask an obvious question. You're talking about improved discipline now. Why was it not there prior? Why was it not? And we're not casting stones at anybody, but it's a legitimate question to say, why wasn't this team a little bit more disciplined under Owen Coyle?
Yeah, well, you know, we always encouraged good attacking soccer, but we didn't always come up with kind of the X's and O's about how we were going to be tough to play against. Now, there's a lot of different looks that teams give you in this league. You know, you play against Columbus, they ask questions of you that some other teams don't. There's a lot of different things that you have to take into consideration about how you're going to pressure the ball, where you're going to pressure the ball, and how you're going to deal with, you know, the different kinds of attacks that you get. So I've tried to come up with very specific instructions for the players, made sure they completely understand what I'm talking about, and then try to put those things in place. Now, Glenn, there will be mistakes and there'll be breakdowns along the way, and I accept that. But as long as we're taking the information in and we're trying to implement what I'm asking from them, then I think we're moving in the right direction.
Wade Barrett, by the way, was the captain of the Dynamo Championship teams in 6 and 7. Outstanding playing career. Guy who led by action. So coaches are different, right? We got guys that prowl the sidelines. I mean, you know, Dominic Kinnear was a very active guy in his coaching box. Owen Coyle was constantly shouting our microphones on all the games I do on TV. We pick up everything, by the way.
Yeah, you don't have to put the microphones too close to pick any of that up.
No. And I sometimes thought the latter years with Dominic and even with Owen, that it's almost, and this may not be the best analogy here or comparison, but it's almost like the players were looking to the sideline in a small way for direction. And that to me is not healthy. And the dominant personality, and I know you're going in this other direction, but the dominant personality on game day can't be the manager.
Right. And I've talked a lot about this, and I don't want to talk about anything that's happened in the past. I want to talk about what we're going to do moving forward. And I want to do the best I can to coach the team during the week to prepare them for exactly what I expect from the opponent and to have the players then have that platform, but then they go take care of the game. Now, of course, there has to be some instruction along the way. You can hear from my voice that I gave some in the last week, but I can't turn into white noise. And I want the players to have the platform, the plan, but then they have to put the plan into action. And if they continually look to the sideline for instruction, I haven't done a good enough job during the week.
Now, you as the head man now. By the way, Wade Barrett here in 5555 Morningside. This is the Gorgeous Gale. I got to remember that we do have a listening audience out there, as well as playing to the crowd in here. 5555 Morningside right now. If you're in and around the West University area, we're at the Gorgeous Gale. We're prepping for U.S.-Uruguay. We're prepping for Colombia-Costa Rica tonight, which is live here in Houston at Energy Stadium. Big round of applause for the Colombian fans who have come out here in all yellow. Looking good, man. That's going to be the color of choice. So if you don't have a dog in the fight at Energy tonight, you better wear yellow. I think that's probably a smart move. I did that once in El Salvador. I wore blue because I thought I'd be safer that way. Wednesday, you guys have an Open Cup match. Tell me how you're going to approach that. Obviously, that's a little tricky because you got an MLS game on the weekend as well.
Yeah, I mean, we have to put out the most competitive group we can on Wednesday while keeping in mind that we have an important league game against DC on the Saturday. So, you know, we have 20 games left to go in the MLS season. And Glenn, I know where we are in the standings. There's no hiding from where we are in the standings. But I'm certainly not giving up on the season. So we have to pay close attention. The important cup is important. So I want to put out a competitive team, someone that I feel like is going to go out and win. Every single time I put a team on the field, it's going to be with the objective and the expectation that we go to win. So I'll put out a good team on Wednesday. We'll reset again on Thursday, and we'll look to attack DC on Saturday.
Transition game. The moment the ball's lost. Is that break music I'm hearing there? That's break music. So, wait, can you sit in a little bit more?
No
go
problem.
Through one commercial break.
Yeah.
We're going to give a couple tickets away to Costa Rica, Colombia tonight. We'll
go
do another 5 or so minutes with you, and we'll let you get out of here.
I'm in.
All right? Because I know you're a busy man. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, give Wade Barrett a hand, please. We'll take a break here as we go to break. Quick reminder for Amigo Energy, Basics 24, $50 bill credit. It's exclusively for Soccer Matters listeners. If you're moving or if you're up for renewal, switch over to Amigo Energy. You like saving money, you will. Amigo Energy is a public utility commission, 5-star rated provider. You get great rates, great service from Amigo Energy. www.amigoenergy.com/soccer matters. We're at the Gorgeous Gale. Get in here. A lot of great like-minded soccer fans. Thank you for all coming out. And we're prepping for a lot of big Copa America tonight, and also talking with the head coach, Wade Barrett, of the Houston Dynamo.
ESPN 97.5.